Hey, y'all. Welcome to Latte and Laundry. I'm Suzanne Bilodeau, and I am so honored to be with you here as we navigate motherhood, wifehood, sisterhood, and everything in between. This is a podcast for my fellow imperfect people who want to grow in greater communion with our most perfect God. So join me and my friends as we laugh, cry, dive deep, and explore with one another as we journey towards stilling our souls while moving our world. Hi, my lovely friends. Okay, I am legit so happy to be back and recording with you guys right now. I'm even checking, is my mic even working? I don't know, and I don't really care because I'm just happy to be here. Okay, kid, I do want you to be able to hear me, so I think my mic is working okay. I know I've said this 1,000 times, and it probably is really redundant and annoying to you guys, but it blesses me so much to get on here and share with you guys and then like get emails from your hearts about what the Lord is doing in your own heart and then in thus like affecting your own home, your marriage, your children, all these things, the hard and the good. Like, honestly, like in my dream, I'd have the capacity to sit down. Not only like the physical capacity, because I would live near all of you, but like the capacity just time-wise to sit down and have a cup of coffee with each and every one of you. Like this stuff is what fires me up. The movement of the heart of someone who loves our Lord. And it's just like leaning in more and more into knowing who they are. So this is a really long way of saying it. I'm so happy to be back. I really legitly am, especially because I've been back for a couple weeks now, but I definitely took the hiatus, that time off during Lent, which was nice for me because I cannot wait to share with you guys this project I've been working on. And I know I keep teasing it, but I don't think I'm like officially able to quite say what it is that I'm working on. And maybe it won't seem that big to you guys, but it's something that's been on my heart for quite some time. So I am so excited to share that with you guys soon. And I was working on that a little bit during Lent and just really trying to take time when I had moments to pause, which as all my mama friends out there could probably understand is very rare when you are home with a bunch of little people or even just one person, to be honest. One kid can just soak up all your mama heart attention. I've been struggling. So typically for much of my motherhood, I am not necessarily by nature a morning person, but I've made it because I have known my soul enough to know that when I don't have carved out time for the Lord, especially at the start of our day, my day, it just starts my day off with a depleted sense and I am not able to pour out as much because I haven't filled my own cup with the love of God. Like I start my day really reminding myself who I am in God's eyes and that really pours out into who I want to be for my husband, my children, my friends, everybody I encounter. I wish I could say that my flesh wasn't so weak that it didn't need that specific carved out time, but this is who I am. And I've leaned into more and more just being able to encounter Christ since I became a mom. Quite frankly, I've leaned into more being able to just encounter Christ throughout my day at this kitchen sink in the nursery when I'm nursing the baby. I can't tell you how so many of these episodes have been inspired in the dark nursing a baby. I've just been finding it really hard lately to get back into that rhythm because now I have a teenager, a freshman in high school. Y'all, my family's getting old. I have a freshman in high school and she's up really late. And then thus when the oldest is up late, everybody else wants to be up later. And I think we've talked about this before, but I'm a very communal family. We try to do as much like as a whole as possible, minus like the baby I'll put down early. The rest of us are stay up really late. And then the baby, who now is in a toddler bed, will wake up at 5 a.m. and just like climbs in our room. So up till 11 or midnight with the teen and then up at 5 a.m. with the baby. And I'm just really having a hard time. So when I'm able to pray and reflect and take time on the things that are on my heart, and then I get to bring them to this space and this time with you guys, it really blesses me. And like I've said this from the get-go, but it's so true. If nothing else, if no one listens to this podcast, God is moving in me and in my heart and transforming me simply by the sake of me meditating and praying and reflecting on these things that he puts on my heart and that I bring to this space. And I know that it's just how the glory of God works often is like one little soul at a time, even if it's mine. And then it's just amazing when I hear that it's blessing other women. So Thank you for sharing that feedback for me. And thank you. I've noticed people have been leaving reviews and rating lately. And thank you so much, especially because as I'm getting excited for this project that I'm working on, the more we can get the word out there about just kind of the mission of Latte and Laundry and sharing this podcast with friends and et cetera, the better chance I have of this project really reaching the women's hearts that I'm prayerfully hoping it will. Okay, so that was a really long digressed intro. And for that, I apologize, my friends, but you guys know how giddy I can get when I'm on here. But before I even dive into today's topic, let me start with our Bible verse of the week. And then I really want to go deep with y'all about what we're going to do here today, what we're going to chat about. Okay, so the opening Bible verse is Psalm 51:10, and it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me." All right, guys, this episode is going to be about it is time to clean house, my friends. Time to clean our homes out. And no, although I would love to chat with you guys about organizing skills and cleaning out our physical homes, that I'll save for another episode. What I really want to talk to you guys today about is cleaning out our hearts, right? Create in me a clean heart, O God. And I think this time, this Easter season, is just a beautiful time for us to reflect on the fact of cleaning out the homes of our heart. And before we even like talk about what this all means, let's just take a second to look at the etymology of the word clean. What does it mean to have a clean heart, right? And clean as an adjective form is an old English word which meant free from dirt or filth, right? That makes sense. But this is the part I really love. Unmixed with foreign or extraneous matter. Okay. Guys, this world, this life that we live in has so much distraction, so much stuff that quite frequently we don't even notice how much gunk and junk is being built up upon the walls of our hearts, right? And one of the things I love is in the Beatitudes, where in Matthew 5:8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." Guys, it's this idea that once we are fully cleaned out, we can actually see God in these most beautiful ways, in these beautiful places. The dirt and the junk that blinds us often from our true selves, our true daughtership. And we can't actually see God. And if we cannot see God clearly, we cannot see our own true identity reflected back at us through his most perfect loving gaze. I'm going to repeat that. If we cannot see God clearly, then we cannot see our true identity reflected back at us through his most perfect gaze. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. You guys, there is so much that our hearts need to be cleaned out of, right? Like often when I'm praying to the Lord and I'm just like reflecting on all this stuff, he just makes me so aware of these dirty places within my heart. And because he is the most gracious God, such a gentleman, he doesn't illuminate the dirt on my heart in a way that makes me feel shame. Instead, it just makes me so aware of these calloused places of my heart that keep me from a more perfect, intimate relationship with him, right? Things such as like, you know, when we're talking about cleaning out our hearts, cleaning out these dirty cabinets, cleaning out the cobwebs, it's taking the time to really invite the Lord to come in and clean out our hearts of envy, pride, resentment, judgment, disordered desires. There's so much that we probably don't even realize swirls around in the depths of our heart until we actually take time to pray, reflect, and invite Jesus into these intimate, sacred spaces, spaces we don't often want to admit are even there or talk about. But my friends, if you are human, then you are sinful. And if you're sinful, you probably struggle with one, if not many, of these various things I've talked about and many more on the list, right? And I might have talked about this on the podcast a year or two ago when I had this image that the Lord put on my heart. But I think it's really important to understand that when the Lord desires to come and clean out our heart, he is not trying to come make pain. In fact, he is trying to do his best to fill that space with him. if only we'd allow him. And at one time I was at Adoration, this beautiful monastery, praying, and I was just really in a rough spot. I'll be really honest with you guys. I know you've all heard me on here talk a lot about coming from some very deeply wounded places from my childhood and just lies that continue to swirl around in the depths of my soul, vows that I've made because of these lies. And I was really struggling for a season of this gaping, what I felt was a gaping hole in my heart, this wound that I so desired that God filled, a basic need that I feel that every human should be met with, was something that was absent in my life. And I'm sure many of my listeners can relate to this. And without going into too personal details, to keep some things secret, I just was really struggling, and I had this wound, and I was just really crying of saying, like, I desire this so bad, and I have this gaping hole in my heart of a need that has not yet been met, a need that my heart is desired, that I was designed to desire. And yet, Lord, you aren't filling it. And it was one of these things that it felt so fragile and so fresh. And granted, as I was praying this with the Lord, I had been in a really intense, deep place of intentional healing, really moving through some deep prayer and healing retreats and therapy and things to really move through some broken places of my heart from my earliest years. And I was raw. And I always say this to people, if you're going to go through their healing journey, be warned. It is beautiful, and it is so painful, and it's worth every minute of it for the fruit that comes out on the other side. But you often are very raw. When you allow the Lord into these sacred places, your wound is open and exposed. And this is what I felt like. And I just had this big gaping hole. This is what I felt like. This is what I kept explaining to the Lord in my heart. And I said, Jesus, like, you see this place in my heart that is lacking and that has this great pure desire. Why have you not yet come and filled it? Like, I was pretty frank with Jesus this day. And as swift as those words were on the tip of my tongue, I saw this image instantly of a cavity and a dentist filling the cavity. And that sounds like a really weird thing for the Lord to put on my heart. And I know I've talked about this some time ago, but I just think it's so important again here as we talk about this idea of cleaning out the home of our heart. And it was really almost instantaneously that I understood what the Lord was saying to me in that moment, that when you have a cavity, this gaping, rotted hole, right? It may not be gaping. Some people's cavities might be really small, but it's just this idea of if you have these cavities, these rotted spots, the dentist does not simply come in and fill the cavity, right? He doesn't just put the filling in and say, okay, we're good to go. Now you're all set. And this is what I was desiring of our Lord. Come fill this space. What are you doing? You've left me with this hole. And he made it very clear that first, he has to first, if I allow him, he will tenderly first come in and clean it out, just as the dentist does with the cavity. So that when he covers it up and fills it with himself and his perfect love, that underneath there won't be this stuff that's still rotting away, right? And infecting the filling on top. And again, I don't know all of God's timing. I wish I could tell you all the answer is. Okay, so do that and let the Lord come and clean you out, and it'll take about a year or two, and then you should be good, and then he'll fill your hole. But it's funny because this was a prayer in my heart a couple years ago, and I cannot tell you the crazy direction that this specific prayer has taken in my life, how much cleaning he has done, and that I've allowed. And it's not always easy, right? Like when you're getting your tooth drilled, if there wasn't Novocaine, it's painful. Like having something cleaned out to be made better is not an easy process. So there was a lot of tears. There was a lot of suffering. There was a lot of heartache. There was a lot of real places that I met the Lord. But I will also promise you, my friends, this. I have never felt so loved by God, even in that pain. I have never felt so close to Jesus, even through that pain. And I have never felt so mothered by Mary, specifically in this pain and in this specific wounded place. And he has come in and he has done so much cleaning. And he'll probably continue to clean out this wound to the day I die. But he's also slowly been filling that gaping hole in ways I could have never expected. I could have never planned if it was in my ordered way, my ordered plans. And this is how good God is. His timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways, but he always has our best interest at hand. And so I think just during this Easter season, I just like say this, I just go through this as I was praying about just wanting to clean out some of the my own junk that's been in my heart lately and just wanting the Lord to come in and reveal. Ask him. I invite you to pause right now this week. Pause and let the Lord really meet you in some places that maybe you haven't allowed him to see you in yet. Or ask him to shed light on the dirty crumbs that you still have not yet seen that are infecting your heart, right? Like maybe you don't realize you struggle with jealousy. Like maybe that's not in the forefront of your mind. Maybe you don't realize that you've been judgmental. Or maybe you don't realize that there's this pride is what's leading a lot of your decisions. My friends, we are all so weak and frail. We are all human. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfected in virtue, and we won't be until we are with our Lord. So rip off those layers of pride and ego that the enemy so loves us to grasp onto that keep us from seeing ourselves and our full belovedness, not in spite of our sin and our errors, but because he loves us. Warts and all, right? And let him come in and tend to all those little parts of us that have not been tended to yet. Because often behind the envy and the pride and the judgment and the resentment and the disordered desires and all that is a little girl who has not yet been seen or cared for. So let him come in and tend to that little girl. The little girl who maybe has a story that has imprinted itself in that heart and has really dirtied it up because she has a story of being unwanted that has been carried around with her for her life or unchosen. Tend to that girl whose spouse has made her feel dismissed or unloved, or the little girl who once long ago felt often scared, silly, or stupid. There's often these very deeply wounded parts of us that we are living out of that also then create these sinful behaviors and ways in which we then live our lives. Often it's a protective mode that we have that causes us to do this, right? And Maria Faustina Kowalska said, "I must strive to make the interior of my soul a resting place for the heart of Jesus." And I would even like, I love that quote. And I would even like slightly change that because the word strive implies that it's all up to us. And in fact, I think one of the greatest things I keep learning on this journey of faith is like, there's very little that is up to us, you guys. Like we are God's hands and feet doing things. But the more we can actually just be docile to allow the interior of our souls to be a resting place, the heart of Jesus, the more we will experience that unearthly joy he always talks about. And St. Augustine has some really great quotes that I love. One says, "A Christian is a mind through which Christ thinks, a heart through which Christ loves, a voice through which Christ speaks, and a hand through which Christ helps." And I love this because in order to be that Christ, to be that heart through which Christ loves, we need to empty ourselves of ourself, right? And give Jesus that space to be that heart within us that loves with his eyes, with his hands, with his mouth, with his heart, right? And this last quote by St. Augustine, I absolutely love. It says, "Take care of your body as if you're going to live forever, and take care of your soul as if you're going to die tomorrow." And I was thinking about that because I think a lot of us could be super motivated for different things, whether it's your work to make sure you're excelling at your job, or maybe it's working out. You are religious about making sure you get to the gym every day or putting in that workout every day. Or maybe it's, I don't know, I'm running out of examples here, but we can often be very disciplined about the things that matter to us. And we forget how much our soul should be the number one thing that matters. And take care of your soul as if you're going to die tomorrow. So this means, my friends, let's not wait until next year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years before we're like, okay, now I really want to start cleaning out my heart, really making this home a resting place for Jesus, as St. Faustina referred to it as. Instead, it's an invitation to start today. Take care of your soul as if you're going to die tomorrow. And this is not to cause anxiety and fear and all that, but instead it's just to realize, like, God's inviting us here. He's inviting us now, and he's so gentle. He will not come plowing into that wound. He will not come smashing through in all those broken and sinful places of your heart. He wants to tend to one tiny thing at a time, if only we are open enough to allowing him to, right? So, I just am in a season myself where I'm starting to recognize how, because I haven't had this carved out time with our Lord, how much more diligent, without sounding like I'm trying to work really hard, just more attuned I have to be to my own heart to make sure that the enemy doesn't get a good stronghold and start dirty up things in there, because he's so sneaky and so fast. And before I know it, my heart is very wayward. And keeping Christ at the center of our hearts and our minds, and this awareness that we need to be constantly allowing him to come in and do the work of cleaning up. Let him sweep, let him mop, let him Windex the windows of your heart. So that once again, like it said in that Bible verse, Matthew 5:8, blessed are the clean of heart, right? For they shall see God. Oof. Y'all, I desire to see God all day, every day. Because if I can see him, then I can see myself reflected back in his eyes. And when I'm able to do that, I'm able to love, which is the greatest desire of my heart, love those in whom God has asked me to love. My husband, my children, my friends, my family, and everyone that I encounter, so that they may come to know Christ simply by knowing me. And you guys, I am far from that, but that is my heart's desire. So let me close us in prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of these beautiful friends I have here who just desire to know you, to love you, and to love others in their lives through being that conduit of your love, Lord. I ask you to please come in and purify our hearts, our desires, our thoughts, our deeds, our motives, and everything. Please come in to make a clean heart and create this clean heart in me that we so desire, and renew a loyal spirit within us. I ask that we continue to be docile and know we are your beloved daughters, so that when it can feel terrifying to let you come in and do the hard work you so desire to do, that we will know we are under the most perfect care of a Father who would do nothing to hurt us, and that the only pain we may experience may be only because he is purifying and making beautiful things within us. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, my lovely friends, this was a blessing as always. And I hope you all have a really beautiful, blessed week. God bless.